Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was given many miracles. And one of the greatest miracles of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the scholars mention, is the night of Mi'raj, the night of ascension. That beautiful night in which our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw Allah azza wa jal with his own beautiful eyes. Subhanallah. What was the vision? What was the view? Only Allah knows and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But let me tell you, on this night of Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also witnessed many, many scenes, horrific scenes, that we can learn a lesson. It says that one of the scenes that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saw was people hanging by branches made out of fire. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told that these are those people who used to disrespect and swear to their parents. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you might be thinking, how come people can swear to their parents? That is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw, and that is what he was told. Today we see this in our society. Our parents are disrespected. Our parents are sworn at. When you swear at other person's parents, they swear back at your parents. So you are indirectly swearing at your own parents when you are swearing at other people's parents. Respect of parents. We see that this is a very, very declining event that happens in our society. In our homes maybe, our elderly, our parents, they might not be treated as we want to be treated ourselves. The verse of the glorious Quran, para number 15, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 23. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفِّيُّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal is teaching us how we should be with our parents. We should talk to them with respect. We should talk to them words of kindness, words of love. If you've never ever sat down with your parents and talked to them with words of kindness and love, do you not think that we should learn a lesson from this story? Or are we going to be punished just like these people have been punished on the Day of Judgment? Now it's time. Now your parents are with you. Love them. Respect them. Cherish every moment that you are spending with your parents. Because when they leave you and when they pass away from this world, that will be a time when we will certainly regret. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to love and respect our parents. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.